Hey everyone, welcome to another Hyperspace broadcast minisode, an episode where instead of talking about something that aired on Toonami, we talk about something Toonami adjacent. This week we discuss Super Dragon Ball Heroes. I'm Michael Doak.
I'm Peter Eby.
And got my phone back, so
yeah.
This can actually be released. So
great.
That's nice. Or rather, I got a new phone. This is information that the listener desperately wants to know.
So this episode's late because Doak left his phone in a fucking Uber, or
yep,
Lyft, rather.
Yeah. And then it proceeded to get not returned to me, which implies that someone took it at some point.
I'm glad that stranger received lots of text messages about watching Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, and about magic cards probably too, because I was literally in the middle of a text conversation with our good friend of the podcast, Josh.
Yeah.
So hopefully they had a miserable time dealing with that. But anyway, we're going to talk about Super Dragon Ball Heroes. Now, this is a show, well, it's a promotional anime, and it's
an
like
ONA.
Yes, right, an original net animation. And
I will never like that acronym.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either, to be honest, but whatever. It was released in 2018. It is ongoing. They somewhat recently finished the second arc, and there's a third arc coming supposedly in March. So, I don't know, we'll probably cover that at some point. But it is based on a video game of the same name, which the video game is an updated version of the 2010 game Dragon Ball Heroes. Now, I'm not quite sure how the video game works exactly. Like,
I'm pretty sure it's Japan only. And it's,
right.
It is an arcade game that utilizes physical cards that you can buy.
Yeah,
I think,
right.
In booster packs.
Well, and also, like, I'm pretty sure a friend of ours who lives in Japan, like, gave us some Shonen Jumps. So we actually have cards for this stupid game.
You may be shocked to know that I keep it underneath my ID in my wallet. I keep the awesome Super Saiyan Blue Goku card just to, you know, remind me that really flashy cards exist. Know that Goku's got my back.
I hope that someday you accidentally pull that out instead of your ID when you're, like, getting ID'd at a bar.
I was recently pulled over and had to take a quick look.
I'm just imagining the bouncer, like, looking at it and then just looking at you and, like, handing it back and be like, go on in.
Yeah, go to, like, a really exclusive bar and just be like, yeah, this is me. All right, you're it.
And he just, like, looks at you and nods. He's like, yeah, Universal Survival Tournament, dude. You're like,
yeah,
yup.
Yeah. Love that arc.
So anyway, Super Dragon Ball Heroes takes place way, way the fuck after the Dragon Ball Z that we're talking about. It takes place after Dragon Ball Super, which is the sequel series to Dragon Ball Z, which is itself, like, 100-plus episodes.
And also, I don't think this is canon, really.
No, it's not.
They go wild with it. Like, they're like, fuck it. We can do whatever we want with this. We have, like, carte blanche to just include characters that aren't canon anymore, like characters from GT and stuff.
Yeah.
They just go kind of apeshit.
Or, like, characters from movies.
Yeah, right. That movies that are, like, quasi, if anything, canon. So I think because of this, like, because of the fact that they get carte blanche to do what they want, they kind of just pick up and drop plot threads in this ONA over and over again.
There are a lot of things. Well, let's talk about the plot briefly. So it begins, and I'm going to try to, like, smooth this over as much as possible for people who aren't familiar with Dragon Ball Super. But basically, Dragon Ball Super, one of the big things about that series is that it's revealed that there are several alternate universes. In total, there are 12 universes, each ruled by a Kaioshin and a God of Destruction. And basically, there is also Zen-O, or the Omni-King, or the King of All, who rules over all the universes and has the power to basically create or destroy at will. And is just like a child, essentially.
Yeah.
It's just like a baby alien.
Adorable, stupid alien.
Yeah. So, you know, in classic Dragon Ball fashion, Goku becomes friends with all these fucking gods and basically gets the power of a god himself. There's a whole arc where he's, like, fighting in a tournament against all of the other universes as like a battle royale for, you know, the survival of the one universe that makes it, etc. So this begins with Goku and Vegeta training with the god of destruction of Universe 7, which is their universe. That god is named Beerus. He is a cat. He's a great character. And yeah. And basically, Mai, that is a character from Dragon Ball, who is...
it's a long story why Mai is still around and up with that character.
I'm not even sure if it's worth going into. But anyway, she's like, oh, future Trunks is missing. And so they have to follow this other guy who just kind of steps out from behind a tree and introduces yeah. himself as Fu. And he says he's a friend of Trunks, and Trunks has been trapped on the prison planet. So they go to the prison planet. Now, Peter, what does that planet look like?
It is, of course, what else? It is like six different planets that are chained together by a gigantic chain. Like, yep, like the most cartoonish, stupid looking thing.
And I believe it has a padlock on it. I could be wrong.
It is like six planets chained right next to each other where their atmospheres would collide and, I don't know, they'd explode or some shit.
Who knows? Like, it's as though you had like a bag of oranges. Just imagine that those oranges are all separate planets and then like wrap a big ass bike chain around all of it.
Yeah.
So they go to this planet and then Goku ends up fighting another Goku. This is Zeno Goku. And he says that he's a member of the Time Patrol, which I believe is something in Dragon Ball Xenoverse. I've never played really any of the Dragon Ball games. So, but anyway, he is essentially a Goku from not another universe, but I guess like another timeline or some shit.
Yeah.
And he turns into Super Saiyan 4 Goku, which is a thing from GT. So he fights Super Saiyan Blue Goku, which is the Dragon Ball Super Goku. Basically, it's Super Saiyan, but his hair is blue now. They fight a bit, and then they're introduced to an evil Saiyan named Cumber, who is ludicrous. He has an evil aura, like the aura that Dragon Ball characters get around them when they're powering up. His is like evil and possesses Goku at one point. That never happens again.
Super Saiyan Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, right. He has like a mask and everything. He's initially in a straitjacket. So they fight him for a good while. And this is basically the first arc, is just various characters fighting Cumber. It's honestly pretty boring.
It's not great. I will say, the animation of this series overall is actually quite impressive.
Oh, yeah, and it's nice.
Really decent fight choreography that's fun to watch, but the fact that they just keep fighting the same guy for the first arc is pretty boring.
Yeah, it gets old pretty quick, but also, don't worry, we've got future Trunks in here to help fight. And also, he allies himself with Cooler, who is Frieza's older brother from one of the movies.
Yeah.
Cooler does nothing. He shows up, he learns that Frieza apparently has a new transformation, which is Golden Frieza from Dragon Ball Super, says basically, well, if my brother can do it, so can I, and then immediately becomes Golden Cooler, and then proceeds to just stand around for the entire fight.
Yeah.
And basically, he's just serving as like the Krillin, I guess, who is there to make commentary, but he doesn't even make that much commentary.
Yeah, he's like a Krillin who really thinks he's that strong. So.
Yeah, so he does nothing. Eventually, the fighting and amount of power being released by, I think, like a fused Zeno Goku and Zeno Vegeta causes the sky to explode. Basically, the chains of the prison planet break. So I guess everyone can get out now.
Yeah, and so I guess screw the original plot line of collecting the Dragon Balls to break open the prison planet. Like, nope.
Right. At one point, Fu is like, oh, you guys, I've successfully lured you here. Now you need to fight all these other prisoners and gather Dragon Balls. That never happens one single time. They never collect a Dragon Ball. No. Now that the sky has exploded, there are new villains. And how do
they
I
come
even,
out of fucking nowhere?
How do I even explain these villains? There's one guy. He's the leader. His name is Hearts. He has sunglasses and basically
like
his
a fur coat.
Yeah,
he's ripped. Of course.
Well, yeah, duh. And his plan is to kill all of the gods as well as the Omni King / Zeno. So he wants to get rid of the pantheon, I guess, of all the universes.
His technique, they do a lot of like unique things with beams in this. Like, oh, well, you, old beam blasts, like we have to really like think about
yeah,
how to do this, make them interesting. Yeah, they can't just be like lasers. Now we're going to be like, okay, this guy shoots cubes. So he like traps people in cubes and crushes them. It kind of, it looks like the GameCube memory card screen, if you remember that. Like it's just,
it looks very much like that. And he just kills people with that. So anyway, there's him. He's the leader. And then he has a bunch of cronies. Basically, two of them are like a brother and sister. They're machine mutants, which is another thing from Dragon Ball GT that I'm not super familiar with, but
yeah,
basically their gimmick is they're like robots who have been programmed with everyone's fighting styles so they can beat them easily, and then they
not
can
like sell though.
Yeah, right. It's different, and they can also like turn into goop or something and basically possess someone's body. So they do that a couple times, and it's kind of cool, I guess. So there's them. There's a little girl named Logs, which is I guess an anagram of glass, or not an anagram, you know, it's a whatever, it's glass scrambled up, and she has the power to use a bunch of crystals to stab people. She doesn't get much screen time, unfortunately, because she's kind of cool.
Yeah, right.
and then
we have what, Zamasu returned, who's like a main villain from Super,
now,
who is now back, I guess.
Yeah, he's somehow back. It's never really explained how. He's like a cyborg, kind of. And not to go into the entirety of Zamasu's arc, because, hoo boy, is that a long and probably the most interminable arc of Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
But essentially,
there should be no way for him to come back. That's basically, we don't need to spoil it, but
yeah, right. I won't go through the whole arc, but basically he's a god candidate who decided that mortals suck and then went into the future of the like Dragon Ball timeline, so basically future Trunks's timeline, and destroyed everything as punishment for future Trunks and mortals in general time traveling, which is an ability reserved for the gods. And so there's a whole lot more to it than that, but
yeah,
essentially
it gets pretty convoluted.
Yeah, extremely I mean, there's a point where he becomes the universe. Like, that's the finale of this fucking arc, is he literally becomes the universe. And then
he's destroyed.
Yeah, and then he's destroyed because the only way to get rid of him is to use the Omni King, because, you know, he can create or destroy anything. But that's how stupid that arc fucking gets.
Yes, I have to assume this is fucking another guy from another timeline again.
Or something. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
The show knows it doesn't matter, too, because this is not like the DBC we know now, like the Cell stuff. Like, this is, plot does not fucking matter,
is not
a lot of
all
dialogue time.
This is fighting fucking
wall
constantly.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Zamasu
shows
up.
It becomes exhausting to watch.
Yes,
like,
and
we had to like stop.
Well, okay, so the video we watched is a YouTube compilation of fan translations of this, because to my knowledge, it hasn't been released stateside
officially.
Yet.
No.
Yeah. So it's a compilation. It's 2 hours long. And as we were watching it, at one point, I was like, we got to be getting to the end of this. Like, I'm pretty exhausted, but it's got to be almost over, right?
Yeah.
And then I look at the time code, and we're on the phone with each other, and I just say, Peter, there's 40 minutes left of this.
And then there's another episode,
so yeah,
it's
and then
50.
There's another, like, 9-minute episode after that. I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah, it's just
like,
so
we need
exhausting
to take a break.
It's like a 2-hour, like, kung fu movie with nothing else.
Well, the thing that's weird about it to me is the second arc basically features this you know, group of rogues going into other universes to fight characters from other universes that we're fans of from Dragon Ball Super. And, you know, so you just have constant fight scenes between these characters, and it's a more interesting thing because there's a lot more variety to who's fighting. But also, like, what it feels like to me is Dragon Ball Z, if you condensed it down so that there was no filler at all, and also, like, the fights lasted about a minute or a minute and a half. It's like if you condensed an entire arc of Dragon Ball Z down to, like, an hour.
Yeah.
So you still have all the fights. They just don't last as long. And there's nothing in between. Because there's so many matchups in this, these stupid fights. And it just goes on and on. It's like, good Lord, when is this going to be over?
And there's, like, no breathing room between huge fights. Like, after a giant fight happens, it's just like, all right, well, there's another fight, another universe right now.
Immediately the next one, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and, like, in a way, it's kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
But it's you also cannot exhausting. Watch it all in one sitting. It's not doable. Yeah, at one point, Cooler comes back as Metacooler and then becomes Golden Metacooler. So that's really cool. Cool, and he doesn't.
Minutes.
Yeah, he doesn't show up again. He's in there for one fight scene in a universe that we don't know what it is, and then he—that's just over.
I mean, the show is basically fan service in the sense of, like, in the literal sense. Like, well, what are their favorite characters that people want to see fight?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, it's just okay. We're just gonna throw in all this shit from, like, GT and the movies. And they're all going to fight each other. And then we're going to come up with stuff that, like, references that kind of stuff, but isn't exactly analogous.
And apparently the game has, like, several major plot lines that I had no idea about. I was actually, you had to save me from falling into a wormhole reading about this shit, like, on the Wikipedia. Like, holy shit, there's, like, dark Namekians and stuff, like, stuff they don't even touch in this
the
ONA.
Point, the point where Peter is like, oh, God, I've stumbled onto... like Majin mating rituals, like Majin Buu mating rituals.
Mr. and Mrs. Buu.
I was like,
what the fuck is happening?
You've gone too far. We need to record. That's too much research. Something that's never been said about this show before. I liked this all right, but damn, you gotta space it out.
Yeah. Which, you know, when it originally was coming out, and it still is kind of, but it's like a weekly thing, so, you know, 10 minutes a week.
Yeah, it is spaced out.
When you're watching it all together, you're going to feel like you just binge ate, I don't know, a lot of muscle milk.
Just the powder, just straight up eating it with a spoon.
It's not a good feeling. Just coughing and dying.
You know what? That's not... I'll back that up. I agree. That's pretty much what it's like. It's like binge eating half a gigantic jug of muscle milk powder just with a spoon, not even mixing it into milk.
But, like, if that was kind of good.
Yeah, I guess that's wrong, isn't it? All right, well, whatever. Fuck it.
So... next week, we're getting back to the Cell Saga, Dragon Ball Z Part 16.
Yeah. We need to stop emphasizing how many parts there are until we get to Part 20, I think.
I don't know. Part 16 is a lot.
I mean,
it's
it
just
is,
still surprising
but,
to me.
So, Part 16, the first half of the Cell games themselves. I know. I feel bad about that
this
one.
This podcast is over.
Canceled.
You're
going
to have to get
we're
a
done.
New co-host.
But I'm not excited about it. I'm not even gonna lie. It's gonna be it's gonna be Dragon Ball Z.
I'm excited for it, dude. I liked the last block all right. Like
The last block was fine.
We haven't had like some miserable Cell Saga or rather miserable Frieza Saga level stuff.
Yeah, that's like... true, but also this is where Mr. Satan and like appears and there's like a fucking TV guy who's constantly commentating on the fight and is really annoying, so but
we're gonna have to see what that's like.
Yeah, well, we'll deal with that next week. Until then, I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And be sure to revisit us again soon for Dragon Ball Z Part 16. the Cell Games.